Are your kids getting hooked on screen time? According to research by Ofcom, children now spend more time online than they do watching television. Youngsters aged between 5 and 15 spend around 15 hours online each week. 3- and 4-year-olds spending around 8 hours a week online. What is going on? Is it time to take action, or is this just part of the modern world? Commentators and mums, Heidi McAlpin, Tina Calder. Heidi, good morning. Tina, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Heidi, why don't you start? Should we be concerned? That's astonishing. 3- and 4-year-olds spending 8 hours a week online. I don't believe it. Well, but it's Ofcom really research.
When you break it down into, you know, 7 days in a week, they're spending just over an hour a day. That isn't astonishing. That is par for the course, Stephen. I have a 6-year-old and a 10-year-old, and they both, I'm sad to say, they play computer games on the screen. They watch ridiculous YouTube videos on the screen of people opening boxes. So the problem is that it's not just the amount of time they spend interacting with a screen and not people, but it's even the quality of the output that they're engaging with. And I think that it's a problem for me, and I'm not doing enough to step up to the plate. And I think that the government preaches about your 5 a day when it comes to food and health, but I think that we should be starting to engage in a programme, a healthcare programme, that talks about screen time, because it's damaging for you mentally and physically.
Go on, Tina.
Well, Heidi, firstly, I have to say, stop beating yourself up. This is a part of normal evolution of society. I think that one thing it's very quick to say that these things are bad, that they're causing problems, that video games cause kids to be violent, or the internet causes them to be stupid, or whatever it is that people want to say. But the reality is that this is where the technological world is going. This is how things are progressing. And as these children get older, if they're not au fait with the internet and all of those digital mediums, then they're going to be left behind. And I think learning from a very young age how to use the tablets, how to use the TV, red buttons and all of that kind of stuff is actually quite educational for children. It's teaching them a skill that maybe we wouldn't have taught a long time ago, and it's one that they need. I mean, every school now has computers in every class. Some schools are giving out tablets for every child. We are in a very technological digital age, and it's important that we understand that children have to learn this. They can't learn it if we're going to take the screen time away from them. I do agree that we have to regulate it in way, shape or form, but we can't take it away, and we certainly, I mean, 8 hours a week to me is not an awful lot.
And 5- and 15-year-olds, 15 hours a week online? That's a lot, Heidi. A lot.
We are the guinea pig generation, unfortunately. And where we fall down, future generations will learn from, but it will be too late from us. No one really knows the long-term physical and psychological effects that extended screen time has on a young person. But we do know in the short term that children go to bed and they might smuggle their iPads or whatever tablets they have and watch them whenever they should be sleeping, and then the next morning they're all tired and groggy and distracted, and they've got short-term concentration spans, and the teachers at school have to deal with the fallout of this, because we're spawning a generation that can't concentrate or focus on anything for more than a few minutes. They're living in a virtual world. If there's a good balance between the real world and the screen time world, then that's okay, and it doesn't take long for a child to pick up all the how to press buttons and make things work on screens, so they don't really need to be spending as much time that we as a generation are allowing them to do, because let's face it, we use it as a cheap babysitting device.
Oh, I don't know about that now, Heidi. I mean, I certainly don't use screen time as a babysitting device for my kids.
Inadvertently, you do, though.
No, actually, Heidi, in our house, it's very interactive. In our house, our child has access to a tablet. He can use the phone to take pictures whenever he wants. He can go on to Netflix should he choose. But all of these things are educational. I mean, one of the things, he learned something very, very big recently from a program called Peg Plus Cat, which you can only get on Netflix. To me, it's another learning device and another learning tool. And it's no different from me sitting down and doing endless amounts of arts and crafts, or his father sitting and doing a lot of music with him, which we do actually do.
But don't you think it's interesting that Steve Jobs didn't allow his children to play with iPads at all? It's almost like he knew. Whenever you look at screens and you're interacting with, say, computer games, there's a dopamine addiction can form in you that you just need it more and more and more.
And I think,
behavioural issues happen as well. My wee boy is a good boy. He behaves himself. But you see, whenever he's been playing on a computer game and I try to take it off him, or I actually physically turn the TV off, he gets a bit ratty and he has
lashed out. That problem with our child. We have a 3.5-year-old who is an incredibly good mannered child. He's very good. We never have any trouble with him. He comes to meetings with me and has no problem, doesn't get bored. He knows how to use his imagination, knows how to create some entertainment for himself. And at the same time, he gets an awful lot of mummy and daddy time. He also gets an awful lot of other children time. It's about regulating these things to ensure that your child has a very, very good overview of the world that it is today.
Well, that's all very well for you and maybe me to say, but I think a lot of people would be inclined to err on the side of my child is having too much screen time. What can I do about it? Where's the government intervention in this? Why are they not laying down parameters we can abide by? Because other countries have actually in stated laws to say to parents and guardians of children, your child is at risk, you're giving them too much screen time, and usually it's a one-on-one activity, so they're not even interacting with them, they're human beings.
Okay.
We cannot ask the government to step in.
But they have another country. Why we ask them to step in when it comes to what we eat and how we exercise?
The nanny's getting out of control.
Okay, Tina and Heidi, thank you very much.